Morning, everybody. Glad to be here and see everybody. Wanted to kind of go along with what the younger men was saying. I really appreciated the message last week too. It's something I think about quite a bit is some of the points he's bringing up, but thinking before you make a decision or think before you speak or make a judgment on something, or it's something I can work on. Definitely, I don't always think things through before I make a decision. I just hear half the story that I think's right and can make a decision pretty quick. Something that I've learned just from watching my dad too. They would say a warning for, us boys will come to him. Well, we'll sometimes have a problem with a customer or a buyer or something, and we'll kind of, have it in our mind what's right, or how we think things should happen. And he's always just, he's never quick to give an answer either. He always, asks questions and kind of gets you to thinking, thinking through the problem and realize that there's better ways to handle it, or if you just don't do anything, sometimes it'll just go away on its own, and you shouldn't even have to worry about it. So it's just a blessing to have people in our lives that are there to give us encouragement and wisdom and instruction when we need it. So that's about all I had this morning. Any prayer requests?
Mark is in the hospital with low sodium levels. He actually fell and just fainted, and beat himself up pretty good the other day. Okay. He was in Castile.
There. All right. Well, let's pray then. Dear Father, we just come forward today, God. I want to thank you for all that you do for us and all that you've done. Just thank you for the rain that you sent this past week and the warm sunshine. Just thank you for all your many blessings. And thank you for the mothers here today, God. Just ask you to bless them. Just thank you for all that they do for us. And just ask you to be with Mark. Just heal him and give him strength. And just ask you to be with David as he's bringing the message today. Just ask you to open our hearts and our ears to your word. Jesus, now pray. Amen.